From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. In Spain, a doctor who doled out blood transfusions to all sorts of athletes, including teammates of Lance Armstrong's, has been convicted of endangering public health. The doctor is believed to have run one of the world's largest doping rings, but his client list remains a mystery, as Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid.
Spain's most infamous doctor watched from his home in the Canary Islands as a court here convicted him of endangering public health. Dr. Eufemiano Fuentes got a one-year suspended prison sentence and will be banned from practicing sports medicine for the next 4 years. By his own admission, Fuentes gave blood transfusions to hundreds of athletes. Cyclists, soccer players, whole soccer teams, even boxers. I treated them all, he bragged on the stand back in January. Spain had no doping law at the time of Fuentes' arrest in 2006, though it does now. So prosecutors charged him with endangering public health and called a long line of witnesses, like former cyclist Jesus Manzano.
50 milliliters of Astovegin.
He injected me, then I started the Tour de France stage and felt worse and worse, and finally I fainted, he testified in February. Lance Armstrong's former teammate, Tyler Hamilton, told the court via video from America that Dr. Fuentes botched his transfusions, too.
When I went to the bathroom, the urine was black.
Today, a judge convicted Fuentes and a former cycling coach, but the ruling falls short of what many anti-doping advocates had hoped for. Back in 2006, Spanish police raided Fuentes' office and seized more than 200 bags of frozen blood. Europe has been frantic over which famous sports stars they could belong to.
Everybody wants to know if there are cyclists or footballers, soccer, tennis. Everybody wants to know. Who?
Sports journalist Jose Carlos Carabias says the World Anti-Doping Agency petitioned the court for access to those blood bags. But today the judge ruled that Fuentes' clients have a right to privacy and the blood bags will be destroyed. One person, Dr. Fuentes, knows who they belong to. He had 3 months on trial to name names but refused to do so. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.